brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's caught it, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome.
Another exciting installment of the
VAR
show.
Yeah,
you are with your host that does the most even when he's making toast. The one, the only, DJ Stones. And with me here
is the young player of the season, every season, DJ Sticks.
And boy, do we have a good show for you today.
Heated show.
Very heated show.
Show on
indeed.
Fire. But first,
let us enjoy this tune.
You're listening to Active FM.
It's like what Whitney said. There'll never be another Aretha. There will never be another Barbara. There won't be another me. You know what I mean? So everybody has to have their own.
Way too many reaching, all out of position. You'll never get Joe's trying to be on my mission. Ace spicy, coming in hot. Kingdom on the rise, love, no stop. Got you with the sweat, stress, press. We the threat, we ain't taking disrespect. This that get your check, wrecked. Go, trying to block the king, that's a no. This the move that they really don't want. This the move that they cannot control. Spicy, spicy. Oh, fake and fried rappers wanna box me out. I'm nice with the hands, praying fake you out. Respect on his name, make you sound it out. It ain't safe, pop, pop, you out. Spicy, spicy, tapping, Draco, action, yeah, nonstop, locking, it's over. Hey, I'm way too spicy, I'm coming in, I'm way too spicy, I'm coming in, spicy, spicy, it's a move, 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 it's a move. A lot of y'all follow my lead, let's see if y'all follow me to the king. Too many reaching, all out of position. You'll never get Joe's trying to be on my mission. Hey, spicy, coming in hot. The one to mess with, not really called by. Thought you run me in my thoughts, but you planned it for the cause. We were happy when the streets meet the cross. That's a go. Thought you played a god, that's a no. Breakdown in this mantle, that's a go. Elevate the king, take oh. Spicy, spicy, oh. Rap, rap, wishing they could box me out. With the threats, ain't the life you bout. Praying then I preach after I work you out. It ain't safe, pop, pop, you out. Spicy, spicy, tapping, Draco, action, yeah, nonstop, locking, it's over. Hey, I'm way too spicy, coming in, I'm way too spicy, coming in, spicy, spicy, it's a move, 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 it's a move.
Checkmate.
So football is back.
Preseason
football.
Season.
Yeah, just to clarify, you know, the leagues have not started yet.
Yep.
That's somewhere next month.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like I'm so psyched. I might even just watch some preseason games, eh? Like when I get a chance to, I'm definitely watching some preseason games.
Just to see what's happening, to see what signings are performing.
Yeah, because I think on Tuesday it's going to be Man United versus Liverpool.
Oh. Are you confident going into that game?
It's a preseason game. Anything can happen.
Okay. Oh, like, so like new players and stuff.
Yeah, so United is going to be playing Liverpool tomorrow. And then they still have to go and play Marlborough Victory.
Okay.
Yep. So
I think Liverpool one might be actually worth watching.
Yeah, and even like the Crystal Palace game, I might even give a watch.
Yeah, to see Wilfred Zaha.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's definitely playing.
And then on the 7th of August is when we kick off the league with a match against Brighton.
The real stuff.
The real stuff. Yeah. The real shebang.
By that time, the signings should have settled in.
Yeah.
What signings, you may ask?
Tell us, what signings?
What signings were?
Where we get to, what are we talking about?
Yeah, no. Just Man United, there's just one.
Oh, yeah, that was none. Ish.
Yeah. Just one for now. Hopefully, by the time the league starts, you guys will have signed a couple of new ones.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. Like, even around the De Jong news, it's not looking good, my prof. It's not looking good.
At all?
Yep. And like I said, I don't mind. I think we should go and now investigate in other midfielders.
You guys should go out there, man. Like, there's a lot of players who'd actually want to play for the club.
Yeah.
So there's actually no need to be looking for guys who aren't really keen on coming.
Like, I understand why Ten Hag really wants De Jong.
Yeah.
Because look, if he can bring in a very classy midfielder who knows how he plays, rather than another classy midfielder who he has to teach how he plays, you'd rather go for the one that knows how he plays, you know?
Yeah.
It's also what will be good about getting players like Anthony and Martinez from Ajax.
Yeah.
It's because they know how he plays, you know? Hmm. Unlike with Maguire, where he has to show him what to do with those, he's like, guys, we're playing like how we play at Ajax. And they know, and they can then show the other guys in the game. They can now command in the game, hey, no, do this. No, don't run forward, you know?
Hmm.
Just like having the coach in the field, you know? And that's obviously, that's a plus. That is a plus.
No,
but
definitely
if the transfer closes and all we did was we focused on getting De Jong and we failed to get De Jong, it's a bad window. Even if we focused on getting De Jong only and then we got De Jong and we didn't sign any other players, for me, it's still a failed transfer window.
That's a bad window, yeah.
Yep. But there is some news about Dybala probably also coming to join United on a free.
Yeah.
So it'll be very interesting to see. It'll be very interesting to see if that comes through. And it might be a very, very cheap win for Man United, looking between 100,000 to 150,000 a week.
Wow, wages.
Wages.
Paulo Dybala.
Paulo Dybala.
That's a nice deal. He's world class.
And yeah, he's very, very world class indeed. So that'll be good seeing. But what else do we have?
Oh, so this week has been a crazy week in the transfer window. Our man, our boy, Fabrizio Romano, has been working hard. And some of the deals that he has confirmed, here we go, is Angel Di Maria to Juventus. Done and dusted.
Yeah. I think Juventus is going to look really, really dangerous this season, you know, with the likes of Pogba and Di Maria entering.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and you still have your Vladovic who's there. It's going to be very, very interesting to see.
Oh, my goodness. Number 22, he went back to his old Real Madrid number.
Yeah.
So that's good to see. It's good to see that people like Di Maria are still playing like top-class football.
Yep.
You know, and speaking of players who do not play top-class football, or are leaving that European football, Arturo Vidal might just go back to South America. Yeah, he's looking at a deal in Brazil.
Yep.
Yeah, so he might be going back that side, which is cool. You know, you understand when the player speaks, you understand. But then it's also a loss for us. And also Luis Suarez had some talks with the club River Plate.
But he's not going to River Plate.
Yeah, but the deal fell apart this
week. He wants to play some European football still.
Yeah.
Which is quite crazy if you think about it, you know. I think he should have taken the deal.
To River Plate?
Yeah. I don't see any big club who's going to put him in their starting lineup.
Yeah, no, look, age is calling. I think he's turning 35.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's not like your Ronaldos or Messi or Zlatans who can just keep playing at a specific level, you know.
At that level. Yeah. Also, Edinson Cavani almost begged the move to Spain. But the move also didn't fall up. Also fell apart this past weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, but there's a lot of clubs that are looking for him. And looking for his services.
Yep.
Which is cool to see. And then another. This is the one of the top deals of the window. So Raheem Sterling to Manchester City, done deal. Here we go.
And that is a big one, I must say. You know, contract until 2027 with an option of a further year. Chelsea, what they've been missing is a goal scorer. And yes, Raheem Sterling isn't you're the greatest of goal scorers.
He's not.
But he is exactly what they need to patch up that striking force, you know.
Yeah.
With Big Rom not really filling in that role, Timo Werner as well.
Yeah. You know, Kai Havertz.
You know, it will come in now to someone like Raheem Sterling. And I'm shocked that he's only like with 45 million, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty cool business regarding his age. But then you look at the experience he's going to be bringing into the team, you know.
Yeah.
And you compare it to... I hope he has an impact because, you know, you're going to then see sometimes going big isn't going better, you know. Mm-hmm. They went 100 for Rom, it didn't work.
Nope.
And I have to go 45 for Sterling and then it works, you know. And it's actually something very interesting about especially buying, getting excited for talent coming into the Premier League. You know, is that will they adapt to the Premier League? Yeah. Romelu Lukaku failed in the Premier League, right?
Yep.
Both with Chelsea and then United.
Yeah.
You know, and then he comes back to Chelsea. And now they're thinking that, okay, 100 more. I wouldn't have bought Romelu Lukaku for 100 more.
Yeah.
Because you don't know if he's going to pan now in the Premier League. It's all good and well that he, after a fail in United, he goes and looks nice at Inter Milan. But then I don't know if he's going to perform the same for us, you know?
Yep.
And like it's also with all the new signings, Haaland, Nunes, yeah. What you call it, even with United, with their guy from Ajax and any guy they bring in,
yeah.
Is how can they adapt to the Premier League is the big question.
That is the million-dollar question.
And now Chelsea has someone who's very, very well in touch with the Premier League. You know,
I think from a Man City fan perspective, it is a loss. Yeah, it's a loss. And
squad depth.
I do no, but he was like one of our starting players. He would start more than Jack Grealish.
Yep.
Yeah, and so I do think we're gonna feel this one, but we're not gonna feel it as much. You know, especially if your players like Jack Grealish step up.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously Phil Foden also plays by the left.
Yep.
But we will feel this one. You know, we're going to miss him.
And I think it's also good for him because he was going to slowly start falling down the pecking order.
Yeah.
Obviously because of players like Haaland and Alvarez now coming in.
Yeah, the youngsters.
You know, he's going to fall down the pecking order. But now here he's guaranteed first-team football.
I think it's smart. Smart from Sterling. Yeah.
Yep.
And I do think this Chelsea move will benefit him a lot. Benefit him and Chelsea. It's a win-win.
And it's been quite a good transfer window. You know, Liverpool getting Darwin Núñez. Haaland obviously going to City. Arsenal getting Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah.
And then Tottenham getting Richarlison.
Yeah.
You know, and now you have Chelsea getting Raheem Sterling.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess this is the big moves that really push the squad to getting to the goals that they need to get this season, you know. Unlike your Man United right now, who still haven't gotten that big that boost to their attack.
Yeah.
You know, like we're waiting for the Antonies, we're waiting for the Martinez.
No. Ericsson's, you know.
We're waiting for the official thing for Ericsson, you know?
Yeah.
But it's all obviously hope until the actual
deal happens.
Until the actual matches are played.
Oh, yes.
Now, it's all speculation and we're hoping for the best. But until that first whistle is blown and you get your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, until tenth 3 points, you know, all of it is just speculation.
Yep. Also, Flip, I saw something about Nottingham Forest getting a flipping good signing, but I just forgot his name now.
Oh, from the Bayern Munich player?
Yeah.
So basically what's happened here is that Nottingham Forest is signing, and I'm not trying to say his name right.
All right.
Omar Richards, yeah. Right? So he just passed his medical exam on Sunday, and now he's going to be signing for Nottingham Forest for 10 million. I hope, permanent deal, with a 15% sell-on clause. I hope our Nottingham Forest really builds a very good squad. They've been quite hectic in these transfer markets.
They've been hands-on,
getting some good players. You know, Omar Richards is one of them. I know they got, I'm trying to remember the player's name now. As I now just go to their Twitter, you know, sometimes. Yeah, yeah, so I don't know why I'm trying to think so hard. But they've gotten some very, very cool players. Still scroll.
Are we almost there?
We're almost there. There's a big player I know they also got this season.
Okay, we're about to go. We're about to go in. We're looking for the name. We're looking for the name.
But either way, I can't find them right now. Okay. But, you know, they've gotten some very, very good signings in.
I know clubs like Fulham as well.
Yeah, Fulham signing in Perez.
Yeah.
Andrea Pereira.
From Man United.
Yes, Musa Ninteke.
Yeah.
So that was also a good signing from them.
Yeah, but I'm excited. And I know we say this almost every season. But we as the VR show are excited for this season.
Yep, and I don't know who's going to win. If you ask me who's going to win this season, I'll say I don't know. Yeah. Man United.
Tottenham looks angry.
Yeah, as signing in signings? About like 6-7 already.
Six.
That is crazy. Yeah. Arsenal making signings left, right and centre.
Richarlison going to Tottenham.
That's a big signing. You know?
I'm excited for this window.
And I think it's going to be quite amazing to see. Oh yes, and Forrest also getting a loan deal for Jordan Henderson.
Yes.
That's going to be quite big for the club.
Yes.
You know, I think it's going to be an exciting season. Yeah. I think one prediction, and we'll probably do a prediction show towards the end of this month, but one prediction I'm going to give you is I think Nottingham Forest will stay up.
Yeah.
I'm putting my eye on that one. Nottingham Forest will stay up.
They are planning to.
Yes.
And we hope they will.
But that is it from us. Yeah. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Hope to see you again next week.
Yeah.
From us. Closer. To you. We're signing out.
Peace.
what you're listening to? Follow Active FM on all social media platforms, Facebook at @ActiveFM Online Radio, Instagram at ActiveFM777, YouTube at ActiveFM, and Twitter at ActiveFM.